coming back to you live again. Today's podcast is going to be about purpose, right? So we just want to go ahead and get right on into it. So purpose, what is your purpose? Okay, so a lot of people walk around, they've got jobs, they've got great careers, they've got some of their dream jobs, you know, other people's dream jobs. And when it all boils down to it, you got to ask yourself, when you wake up in the morning, are you walking into purpose? And do you understand what your purpose is? So with this topic, it's something that's been plaguing a lot of people as of late. And it definitely challenged me in my thinking. About 10 years ago, I was very successful, doing my thing out there in the world. Trying to be great, chasing that a dream, to try to secure, some people say secure that bag, but I felt like when I woke up every day that even though I was doing things, I was being successful to other people, I didn't feel like I was aligned with the universe. I didn't feel like I was aligned with what my true self was. And so from that moment, I started to chase, I guess what, you know, the topic is today, what is my purpose? So it took me a while, to figure out, okay, what does it mean? Is it just a cliche term? Purpose, what do you do when you're making the money that you want to make? You're making great investments. What does this thing mean by purpose? And so purpose literally is, if there's something out there, a calling, a yearning, something that naturally aligns with your spirit, something that naturally aligns with your being, and that could be somewhere from public speaking, it can be something to helping kids, that can be something that's, in tune as painting, you have to find that for yourself. You have to get up every day and figure out, okay, one, some people don't have the luxury of, I guess, trying to walk into their purpose. That'll be their first mind. But you have to align. Somewhere in your lifetime, you have to align to your purpose. And so that's why I tell people, you have to be intentional every day about how you walk into purpose. But first, you have to find what that is. I would argue that the first stage to finding your purpose is to understand, who you are and establishing who you are, what you've come to be, and how you align with that process. Some of us can't even answer that question. That's almost like the $1 million question. You ask the average person, who are you? And from there, who knows what kind of, shoulder shrugs you may get. But to find yourself is to find how to align your purpose. And once you find that, I'm telling you, it's undeniable. Every day that you wake up, every day that you get up, every step that you make is pretty much ordered and divine by how you should walk into that purpose. And when I talk purpose, I like to use an analogy, from old map reading. It's called True North. And so when I reference a person's purpose, I reference that's their True North. Their guide, no matter what's going on in life, things can be crazy in politics. It can be crazy at the job. It can be crazy where, your finances may not align the way you want them to align. But no matter what, when you know yourself and you know your purpose, you walk in that purpose in spite of. And from there, it gives you the confidence, to walk in a room full of lions and walk straight through it without even having any care in the world, because you know what you're supposed to do. You know what you've come to do. And once you secure that, that's everything. That is everything. Now, what I can say is, yes, step one, find your purpose. A marginal step two would be know yourself and align yourself. But the biggest crux to anything when it comes down to walking into purpose, even when you on a job, or even if you're in a career path where you're trying to, engage it and be competitive and be great and walk into that, procrastination has been the crux that's pretty much just ruined anyone's momentum, almost to a degree where Even people find new ways to procrastinate where they'll be doing work, but they're not walking in line and aligned with their purpose and aligned with, you know, how the universe puts them to be. And so you almost find yourself in a state where you're treadmilling. You know, you're going nowhere fast. You know, you're moving, you're doing a lot of work. You're tired, you're mentally drained. But in the end, your conscience, your heart does not feel like it's in completion. And so from there, you got to look at, okay, what creates your procrastination state of mind? You know, what are your triggers that make you procrastinate? I would say mine's hereditary, but you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, a side joke to any of my family members, because we would procrastinate on everything. We show up to church late. We show up to all kind of functions late, but that's what we do. But we had to learn from that, that's not a productive state of mind when it's time to get something done, you know. So, and I mean, reading a bunch of different books and even listening to a lot of different public speakers and life coaches and stuff like that. I love this great saying. I forget who it was from, but it was like, nobody procrastinates. You know, it's like people just prioritize other things. You know, so you have to ask yourself, if the one thing that you said is most important, but it's the last thing that you get to, then maybe it's not as important as you think it's supposed to be. You know, and the funny part about it is when you ask yourself, what does it mean to procrastinate? Procrastinate is any time you know what must be done and you have the will to do what needs to be done and you don't do it, that's procrastination, you know. And so from there, I would say, you know, you need to figure out, after you get your purpose in life, how do you progress, right? And what are the steps it takes to make a person progress, to walk into purpose, to get to where they want to be, you know? And so I would say that those first steps would be to do what we would call backwards planning. If your purpose is to be a doctor, then, I mean, it's easy. The blueprint's out there, you know? It's been created 200,000 times. Yes, you want to be a doctor. So you go and figure out, okay, what kind of doctor you want to be. And you figure out the end state first. Boom. That person's a doctor. Before that, they did a residency. Before that, they probably did a medical school. Before that, they did, you know, post-grad school or whatever, what have you. And you work your way all the way back to where you are. And when you do that backwards planning, a couple things that you will find out about backwards planning. You either figure out that you're at the beginning of that phase of where you want to go into your purpose, or you may be a lot further along the journey than what you may think you're supposed to be. But one thing that never fails is, a part of that backwards planning is writing the plan down. And once you write that plan down, instead of kind of looking at it at a holistic approach, you start breaking it down into phases. Then you start creating milestones for yourself so you can get after it. And once you start creating those things, you start creating more of a easy win situation, to where it's more palatable for you to kind of grasp the concepts of what you have to do, especially if you're taking on a task that as large as, you know, being a doctor, or, you know, maybe you're going to create a business, maybe you're going to create the next great invention or app or anything out there. Whatever your purpose aligns with, that instinct, that end goal, you know, that's what you write your plan out to be, and that's how you do your backwards planning to do that. From there, that's not all, right? So once you get that done, you got this task done, I would say, once you write that plan down, I would put it on the refrigerator, I would put it in my phone, I would put it on my bathroom mirror. So no matter where you're at, when procrastination starts to set in, and boom, when you go to the refrigerator, you'll see it. Hey, these are the steps. Out of 20 steps, I'm on step 5, or I'm on step 10. And it shows you, hey, look, you can be doing this one thing real quick. You know, let's not procrastinate too much. You know, let's knock this one thing out so we can get after what we're trying to get after. And from there, the biggest thing that kind of like gets you over is staying consistent. Consistency is everything. To be consistent is the pace that you need to keep the tempo to moving your goalposts forward, or getting off that treadmill and actually moving at the pace of the work that you're doing. And always remain humble and stay hungry. Stay hungry, get after it. You should wake up and you should be hungry for whatever you're trying to get after. You should walk into that purpose. And another thing you should look at doing is being in the know along any journey that you're on. Far too often people just flow. They don't seek out information. They don't try to be lifelong learners. In this lifetime, we have information at the grasp of our fingertips. You know, you're always at the cusp of greatness from that phone or just the people around you if you keep yourself in a state where you want to remain a lifelong learner and you always want to make sure that you're in the know. You want to know the latest and the greatest. You want to understand the latest technology. You want to understand, you know, politics, the world around you. You want to understand how everything works, because no matter what, everything's intertwined. So you can figure out either how you navigate around certain things, or if you have to push through some things. But if you never put yourself in the know, when you're walking into purpose, then every obstacle or potential obstacle may be a surprise. People are surprised when they're not prepared. Make sure that when you keep yourself in the know, you can prepare for that next obstacle. And maybe you can turn that obstacle into something that you can leverage. Whereas somebody else may run into it, trip and fall, you may run into it and step over it or step around it. But make sure, no matter what, you walk into purpose, you walk into your greatness, you remain and keep your true north, and make sure you stay around and be great. And from there, anything's possible, and you can get after it. Have a great day. This is the Urban Education Project, signing off.